Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show, hour number two of our time together here on a Friday. I'm Jason Mackey, in for the guys, Austin Bechtold producing behind the glass. We will get to Ray Fittipaldo shortly. Ray's brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ray teed up.
He's ready to go.
All right, let's do it. Let's bring in Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Jason. I'm doing good.
All right, there he is. I didn't see you on my screen, and now I do. All right, so let's kick around the schedule a little bit. I'm sure you're sick of talking a bit about it, but a couple questions. What's the most concerning games or area of it for you, Ray?
I mean, it's got to be that December-January stretch where you're playing four playoff teams from the 2024 field in your final six games. And, you know, that Detroit game is on the road. One of those Baltimore games is on the road. So it shapes up very similar to last season. I think that's a tough final stretch. So last year they were 10-3 before they got to that stretch. They still squeezed in. I think they're probably going to have to be in a similar spot this coming season if they want to make the playoffs here again.
Yeah. Why do you think the NFL does that, Ray? Is that just you want to create parity down the stretch, divisions? Is it the idea the Steelers have maybe slipped and they're looking up at more teams? What goes into that?
Nah, I mean, I think they always want to schedule division games at the end of the season. They've admitted that. So that definitely is trying to, you know, get good matchups at the end of the season. But, you know, the fact that you get Philadelphia and Kansas City at the end last year and you get Buffalo in Detroit at the end this year, I tend to think that's a little bit more random. You know, those games are always going to be on national TV, but I don't think it's anything on the part of the NFL where they want to, you know, screw the Steelers or anything like that. I just think those non-divisional games, that's just how it works out sometimes.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing that card. I'm just curious that, you know, you would think you might want a division game earlier in the season. Maybe they're getting that on the Thursday night with the Bengals. I just find it a little bit odd that they're clustered that much at the end. But I also understand what you're saying. I'm certainly not disagreeing.
I mean, they used to do that. I mean, you used to get heavy division games in September, October. They just don't do that anymore. They think it's far more dramatic to have those games at the end of the season.
Sure. All right. So this impacts us directly, Ray. Travel plans over to Ireland. We had a meeting about this, both thinking that the Steelers were going to be over there a lot earlier than they are. They're just going over Friday. You're closer to the situation than me. Why aren't they going over earlier?
That's the NFL's call. The NFL tells both teams when to show up, so they don't want any competitive advantages or disadvantages if teams wanted to go early or anything like that. Now, there will be a Steelers contingent, you know, ownership. You know, the Rooneys will obviously go out early. But as far as I know, the team is going to practice here in Pittsburgh through Thursday, probably early Thursday. Then they'll jump on a plane, get to Ireland, and they'll practice there on Friday and then walk through Saturday. Normal run up to the game, you know, for that Sunday Sunday kickoff.
Okay. I'm a little surprised by that, man. I thought they'd want the players over there, like, try to convince them to spend a week in Ireland, but I guess you want to keep things as normal as possible.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, they do have a game, you know, the Sunday before that, so asking those guys to do all their treatment over there, I do understand why the NFL wants to keep that routine for them. Now, it is interesting. Last time, 2013, when the Steelers went over there, a lot of players complained they were jet lagged and they didn't feel real good, and kind of took them a half to get into that game against the Vikings in 2013. You could sit here and say that's an excuse. The Vikings played just fine early in that game, but you know, just using it as an example, the Steelers did have some complaints about that. So it will be interesting to see if they have any remedies for that this time around. Do they change their schedule up once they get there? You know, is there more downtime? How do you deal with that jet lag this time around? That'll be a storyline leading up to that game for sure.
Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey in for the guys. Ray Fittipaldo is my guest. You can follow Ray on Twitter at RayFit1. Obviously, read his work at post-gazette.com. Ray, is there – I was asked this, I think it was with the podcast I do with Adam Bittner. Is there a start that the Steelers could have that would make you feel better about their chances? And I don't think there is for me. Is there for you? Like if you look at their schedule, if they're 7-1, 10-1, is there anything that would get you to believe that, like, they're okay?
I think if they go 6-2, I think they would be fine. You know, Mike Tomlin's teams, you know, generally – you know, they could have some struggles down the stretch like they had last season, but it would be very rare for them to totally fall on their face in the second half of the season. So, yeah, I mean, I think if they're 6-2 at the halfway point, you put yourself in really good position. I think they would be right there. Obviously, that final stretch, you'd have to do a little bit better, and that's not saying much what they did last year. But, I think four games over 500 at the halfway point, you're in a good spot to make the playoffs.
So one of our coworkers, Ray, Jerry Dulac, said in his chat that Mike Tomlin was, quote, behind it and, quote, all in on it with George Pickens and trading George. I don't doubt that. Obviously, Jerry is way more plugged in than I am. But what do you think got Tomlin there? I mean, last season we were hearing him sort of like defend. Maybe that's just how he's handling himself publicly. But, you know, what do you think changed with Mike?
I think Mike's always going to have his players' backs publicly, but I mean, you know, you had the stuff early in the season that we reported about showing up late for work repeatedly. Then you have it happen the day of a game on Christmas Day. I think that sort of stuff weighs on a coach, and I think that's an issue for him coaching other players in that locker room. You know, everybody else is all in trying to help a team get to the playoffs and win in the playoffs, and you have this guy who's not really engaged with the process. And Jason, there are tons of other things that took place over the last couple of years. Not giving effort in the running game as a blocker, not always running the right route. So, I mean, to point to one thing, there's not just one thing, but I would tend to think that the tardiness, and especially being tardy for a game in a game of that importance, is probably something that maybe put him over the edge.
Yeah, it just adds up. You don't want to deal with it. I don't blame Tomlin one bit. The fallout of that, though, Ray, I'd argue they have a hole at wide receiver, whether they get a 2, a 3, something like that. Is that what you're expecting? And what type of receiver, if they do go wide receiver shopping, might they look to add?
I think they're going to wait to see if Aaron Rodgers signs. And then if Aaron Rodgers signs, you know, you kind of go out and fit somebody who's going to fit with him. You know, you don't want to just go out now and sign the biggest name out there, whether that's a Keenan Allen or – you know, a Gabe Davis, and not that Gabe Davis is a huge name, but Gabe Davis had some productive years when he was in Buffalo. And, you know, you can sit here and say Josh Allen made him. And listen, maybe, you know, his one season in Jacksonville, you know, maybe that's the truth, but that guy has put up numbers over the years. So there's guys out there with good numbers, but honestly, I think you want to get the right fit for Aaron Rodgers. And everyone keeps coming back to Alan Lazard. We don't even know if he's available yet, but, you know, with the Jets, but that would be a good fit. Obviously, that experience with Rodgers. So I think they're fine waiting for Aaron Rodgers. I think they're fine waiting for a receiver too. There's a reason these receivers are out there. I think some of them are sitting back and waiting to see the right opportunity come along. Maybe they're sitting back and waiting for some injuries to sign in training camp. Listen, if I was Keenan Allen and I was 33 years old, I wouldn't be in a hurry to get to OTAs. And Amari Cooper's in the same boat, right? I mean, that guy doesn't need to show up in the spring or in minicamp in June. So I think those guys will be out there late June, July, and I think they'll have plenty of opportunities to go out and get a guy once Aaron Rodgers does sign.
Couple more minutes with Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Again, follow Ray on Twitter at RayFit1. Read his work at post-gazette.com. One serious question, then a fun one, Ray. We were talking about Mike Tomlin and what has contributed to kind of the Steelers not being where anybody wants them to be. You know, phrase that how you want, underperforming, not winning in the playoffs, whatever. Has it been more scheme with Tomlin? Has it been more the message getting stale, you know, a motivating thing? Or has it been more the CEO stuff and maybe not drafting guys as well? I know you wrote about that 2022 draft and there are very few pieces left. I'm guessing that might be a route you'd go, but like what has contributed to the downfall?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like the one thing I was surprised with when I wrote that article, you know, Sports Information Solutions had the Steelers ranked 19th. And, you know, for people who haven't read that article yet, I mean, basically you're getting credit for George Pickens because George Pickens, you know, was a good contributor for the past three seasons. But there were like 12 other teams who drafted worse that year, Jason. That's pretty hard to do when Kenny Pickett, George Pickens, DeMarvin Leal, and, you know, who else is, you know, your top three or four picks, you know, in that draft. So, you know, to answer your question, yes, it's the drafting, and Mike is deeply involved in that. But there's a lot more to it as well. I mean, it's hard to sit here and explain away how you – fall behind 28-0 in playoff games. I mean, that's scheme related. You could say that's message related too. He's not getting these guys up and prepared for games. So it's not one thing, but I think there's a lot going on there. And I think it's scheme, it's drafting, it's the whole nine yards.
All right. So the fun one, Adam Crowley had this take this morning, Ray, and I thought it was terrible. He said New York City is overrated. He doesn't like New York City. You and I talked about the Big East tournament earlier this season. I think you're a pro New York guy. That's a bad take, right?
Yeah.
Or are you anti-New York too?
It was when I was going up there, you know, Pitt was in the Big East championship playing on Saturday night almost every single year. That place was hopping with Pittsburgh people. But you can go to New York any time of the year. It's going to be hopping and you're going to find something to do. So I'm not sure where Adam got that take, but I'm a big New York City guy whenever I get the chance to take a visit.
Absolutely. Same deal. Thanks so much, Ray. Always a pleasure. Have a good one. Talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, Jason. We'll see you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette does excellent work. Again, follow him at RayFit1. Check out that piece he wrote about the disintegration. Maybe that's the right way of putting it from the 2022 draft. I also used the word demise. I want to edit myself in hindsight. I didn't like that. 67-47-2, that's the Steelers record over the past seven seasons or since 2018. I'm not calling that a demise. I'm not explaining away the lack of playoff success. Obviously, that's unacceptable, and they've gotten clobbered in playoff games and criticized away. But I don't think that's a demise. So just trying to cut that one right down the middle and use my words as well as I can. Thank you so much to Ray. Always a pleasure. Again, Ray's awesome. Fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. My biggest takeaway from that limits, Ray saying 6-2 and he'd feel better about their chances.
My biggest takeaway was Ray saying that they rarely fall flat on their face.
I know.
Ray, they did it last year. Like, it was just months ago where they fell flat on their face. Like, I would not be surprised if they did it again, given who they're facing on the schedule. It would not surprise me.
Well, all right. Yeah. I see what you're saying, falling flat on their face. I think Ray is saying that, like, the wheels don't come off. Like, I think what he was trying to say is Mike Tomlin has, if you're going to give him credit, doesn't lose a team very much, right?
Like, he shouldn't lose it at all.
I know. I know Ray pretty well, and I'm not trying to, like, you know, criticize him because he knows a ton and he's smart and a great dude. I know what he was getting at. But yeah, like, that did sound funny. I mean, yeah. They do not finish seasons great sometimes.
They haven't, other than the Mason year. In recent years. I mean, when's the last time that they finished strong going into the playoffs? 2020, they limped in. They limped into the playoffs last year. The Mason year, he bailed them out right around Christmas time. Other than that, they floundered at the end.
Yeah.
They have not been, that 11-0 season completely fell flat on their face.
Yeah.
And this is all just recently in the last 5-6 years.
And that's why if they would go 6-2, shoot, if they would go 8-0, I don't feel any differently. I don't think I would feel confident in this team until after the regular season.
No, I would not.
Or maybe like 13 or 14 games I might allow myself to start thinking it's real.
Because how many like really good contenders do they play in the first 9 weeks?
Right.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I think the Patriots will be improved. The Browns are the Browns. The Bengals are a contender. Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy I don't think is in that category. Sam Darnold is going to take a little bit of time with Seattle. And the Jets are the Jets. So you're not going to get too much of a litmus test for them until you loop back around with the Chargers, playoff team, Bengals could be a playoff team, probably will be, have a chance to threaten for the division, Bears will be improved, Buffalo's Buffalo, and the Lions, I think, are going to the Super Bowl. I think it'll probably be a Lions-Bills Super Bowl, and you have to play both of those teams.
Are you a Seinfeld fan?
No.
You sound like Jerry Seinfeld. He does a bit where he's like, if you repeat the same two words in a sentence, you can say that with confidence. It is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. The Jets are the Jets. The Bills are the Bills.
And that's what I did. The Browns are the Browns and the Jets are the Jets.
That's right.
That's the thing, Jason. I mean, those should be games that you win.
I get you.
They're probably going to split with the Browns again because they just... Cleveland has been a house of horrors with Jameis Winston and DTR beating them in recent years.
I know.
I think it's going to be flipped this year. I think they lose the Browns home game and they win in Cleveland. Kenny Pickett revenge game. I picked it yesterday.
Yep.
13-9, the Browns beat the Steelers with Kenny Pickett at quarterback.
Good one. I like that. What do you have them going?
10-7.
Yeah.
Which, with Rodgers, I think they're a 9-8, 10-7 team. Without Rodgers, I think they're a 6, maybe 7 win team.
Yeah. I had them, and I don't believe this stuff. Like, there's still so much information to gather between now and week one. But I had them beating Cleveland twice, had them winning at home against Cincinnati, against Seattle, Chicago, Indianapolis, New England, the Jets, and Miami. Had them losing to Baltimore twice, losing at Cincinnati, at Detroit, home against Buffalo, Chargers, Green Bay, and Vikings going 9-8. They can go 10-7. Those games can be flipped. I don't understand the whole – I mean, I'll jump in front of my next point, but like this whole 0-6 narrative with Dan Orlovsky. What are you talking about?
Well, he did say if Mason was the quarterback.
I don't care. My opinion doesn't change.
I disagree with him pretty strongly on that. Like, they're going to win a couple of games in that stretch.
Yes.
Especially when you're playing a lot of young quarterbacks or quarterbacks in new places. Justin Fields, new place. Darnold, new place. Early in the season, first 2 weeks. Drake May, young quarterback, sure, it's in his building. J.J. McCarthy's first 4 games of the season, you'll play him in game 4. Who knows who the Browns quarterback is? 0-6, I mean, the Bengals game on the road, yeah, Thursday night, I think they could easily lose that one. They're not starting 0-6,
no.
Even if they had Mason.
No, I mean, that's silly. And it's also discounting all of the stuff that the Steelers have done to improve their team. Like, that's something you would expect an angry Yinzer and Troy Hill to say. Like, you're starting 0-6, I don't care what you tell me. Like, that doesn't even make sense if you look at their schedule.
No, it doesn't.
Look at their Week 7 game.
You're not stacking Buffalo and Detroit, Baltimore, and Cincinnati all together. Green Bay.
Right. They're going to start 0-6, but then they're going to go into Cincinnati on a Thursday night and win there. Yeah, that's when they're going to figure it out. Thanks, Dan.
That's the thing. Like, that Bengals game, I would be surprised if they win it because they play Cleveland that Sunday before. So an AFC North battle, as physical as the Cleveland game is, it's not the Baltimore game physicality-wise, but still, then you got to turn around and play the Bengals, another divisional game? That's going to be, I think that's probably the most underrated difficult part of the schedule. Back-to-back divisional games in, what, 4 days? That could be something that ends up being pretty tricky for them.
Yep. I agree. I just, there's a lot of incongruent thought there. I don't totally understand it. But, I mean, I just look at this team, Austin. This isn't an 0-6 team. And then you're like, they're not going to win their next 11 games, so they're not going to go 11-6. Orlovsky's saying that if you're going to go 0-6, you're probably going to finish with, like, 4 wins. This is not a 4-win football team.
No.
It's not. I don't think it's any better than a 10-7 get knocked around in the first round of the playoffs, but it's not a 4-win football team.
Well, depending on injuries and who your quarterback is, it could be a 6-win football team. Could be 7. I can see it.
That's true for a lot of teams, though. Injuries,
right. Well,
depth,
I mean, that's what happened
you don't
with
have
San Francisco.
Quarterback figured out, right.
But let's say hypothetically Mason is their quarterback. How many games do they win?
Is everybody healthy?
Within reason.
Okay. I'm not like you're not saying like, you know, lose DK Metcalf for the year.
Yeah, TJ Watt out for the year, Cam Hayward.
If everybody's healthy within reason, Mason Rudolph's their quarterback, I think they can win 9 games. 8-9 games. I do.
My mind changes on one of the Baltimore games. I think Baltimore would probably sweep them.
I have them losing both.
And it would probably change on the Seattle. It would probably change on the Vikings game or the Seattle game. And maybe one more.
Yeah.
I still think they're a 7-win team with Mason, which I don't think would be a bad thing.
Yeah.
You position yourself for next year's quarterback.
Pony said this yesterday. I thought it was really good every once in a while. You know, clock's right twice a day. No, I'm just kidding, Pony. I love you. Them completely falling on their face next season would not be a bad thing.
Not at all.
Like, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't sign here and they win 4 games and Orlovsky's right and you just have a total reset and you don't have to spend your assets next year to get a premium pick and get that quarterback, fine with it.
Here's the thing. Like, I am low-key rooting for that. Now, at the same time, I'm not going to go into every game and just be like, man, I really hope that Chris Boswell blows this kick and the Steelers lose.
Right.
Like, no, that's just not within human nature. It's not within my nature.
You want one or the other.
Right.
If you guys are going to figure it out and win, hey, great. That's everybody's preferred option.
Like, I want to see Rodgers take this team to the playoffs and actually have a viable chance, not completely limp in again.
Sure.
And a 73-0 first quarter score gets piled on to like 90-0. That, or I want to see them just be bad to get a quarterback next year. Now, I don't think they're going to be a 4-win team. There's just too much talent on this roster. But it would not be bad for them. It really wouldn't be. I don't think it would. Like, if things fall apart and they get into that position to draft a quarterback, you sacrifice 1 year for the next 10, 15. As long as you hit on the pick, which is a key caveat to this, as long as you hit on the quarterback, it would be worth it.
I'm with you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.